Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. So at the Perry City Council meeting on Monday, the council approved the disposing of public property as a gift to the Perry Community School District. Now, this is kind of an ongoing thing, as the city often will donate a lot of property to the Perry Community School District for their building trade students to build houses on. Now, can you just talk a little bit about this specific relationship with the Perry Community School District and kind of how it benefits everybody in the process?
Absolutely. So this was one of the pieces of the puzzle that we wanted to try and work on when we were studying our current housing situation back in about 2016. And one of the recommendations that came out of that study was working with the Perry Community School District to build a house with a building trades program through the high school and DMAC each year, not only to add some housing stock to the community, but also to help train and prepare our students to go out after high school and either go into additional schooling through college or directly into the workforce, but really build some of those skilled trades through this program. So I feel this is going to be the third year of actually building a whole house. Previously with this program, students were just learning in the classroom and maybe building a smaller scale, like 8x8 model home, and then tearing it back down. So this is something that kids get to build and learn on as a real house is being built, and then actually be able to have something to come back and look at. So kind of a fun project, not only for the students, but also for the rest of the community to really see the students out in the community building something that will be there for a very long time.
Now, kind of in terms of that, you mentioned it a little bit. Not only is it giving the Perry Community School District students work in building the actual homes, but it's also providing more housing for Perry. Now, how important is that aspect for the city of Perry as you have places like Perrywood Apartments that are in the works, but also these building trade students are building homes? So how important is a program like this to getting more people to move to Perry?
Yeah, it's, you know, extremely important. And when looking at our housing stock, we realize that it's really a matter of we need to upgrade our housing stock across the board. So we do need additional apartments, whether that's apartment buildings or renovations downtown to upper story apartments. We need additional rental duplexes, townhomes, and single family homes as well. Right now, there's a housing shortage across the state and really across the country. So to be able to make a partnership like this between the city, the school district, and DMAC is really forward thinking for our community to be able to address some of our issues as well as provide a really great educational experience for our local students.
Now, the council also awarded a quote for the 2021 crack ceiling project. Now, in terms of that, you know, how important is a project like this to going around Perry and improving those roads?
Sure. So this is always kind of a follow-up project to our overlay project. So it's been a couple of years since our 2016 overlay project, and those are most of the streets that we are going to be going back and doing some maintenance work on. Because, you know, after 4 or 5 years, those reflective cracks from the pavement below that new asphalt start to show. So this helps seal those cracks, keeps moisture from getting in there and breaking up that asphalt with the freeze-thaw cycle. So it's a very important aspect of our street maintenance program. And hopefully we'll add several years to the streets that we've recently overlaid, as well as just some other streets through town that are kind of in that maintenance phase of their life cycle to help us extend the life of those streets to then be able to not have to do as much maintenance or totally reconstruct them as early as we otherwise would have to.
Another ongoing project for the city of Perry is the improvements to the wastewater treatment facility. Now, the council approved a pay application for that project. So can you just give us a little bit of an update on where things are currently at?
You bet. So like you mentioned, this project has been in the planning phases for several years, and we just this spring awarded the contract to Woodruff Construction. So they have been working on ordering materials, getting things on site. They have been mobilizing on site, setting up their offices, because this is going to be probably a 12 to 18 month project. So they're actually going to be setting up mobile offices, things like that. Some of the material is starting to show up. Other subcontractors are mobilizing onto the site. So we'll really start to see some some dirt moving and actual work starting here probably sometime in the month of August.
Now, there was a professional services agreement with Bolton and Mink that was approved at the council meeting on Monday for some just wayfinding signs. Can you just talk a little bit about that project and what it hopes to do here in Perry?
Sure thing. So this project is going to be the master plan for wayfinding and community signage within Perry, really highlighting some of our important destinations. So probably rec centers, parks, things like that, to help visitors get around the community and just really spruce up. So this kind of phase two of our rebranding project is actually implementing some of that branding. So this will help us design some of those signs and things like that to start spreading that new branding throughout the community and helping visitors navigate and find things within the community as well.
The council also approved the design and placement of artwork on the Raccoon River Valley trails. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what that project is and what it hopes to do for this very popular trail here in the county?
You bet. So DMAC welding students worked on this artwork to be placed on the trail. So then the students worked with our parks department, presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then that was brought forth to Perry City Council for consideration. So they actually, out of bicycles and bicycle parts, designed some welcome signage as well as just kind of a interactive, hopefully wind-powered sort of art installation that'll be along the Raccoon River Valley Trail. One right on Warford Street next to our park maintenance building, and then one just south of Highway 141 along the trail, welcoming those riders into Perry.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.